The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic in numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 2,061, which is an increase of 46 cases over the weekend. The new cases reported yesterday include those marked as probable and bring Twin Falls County to 196 cases, Jerome County to 55, and Lincoln County to 29. Lane County remains at 497 cases, Gooding County remains at 12, Kanawha County remains at 13, and Minidoka County remains at 11. Statewide, 17 of Idaho's 44 counties have evidence of community spread. There have so far been 64 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 200 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. Of those 200, 83 of them have required admissions to the ICU. The good news is that so far, 1,267 Idahoans have recovered from a COVID-19 diagnosis. Again, the state of Idaho transitioned into the first of four stages in reopening the state of Idaho on Friday. Today marks the return to work for thousands of Idahoans, including yours truly, here at Lee Family Broadcasting. This first stage allows for churches, daycares, organized youth activities, and camps, and most retail to reopen. Stage 1 continues to prohibit visits to senior living facilities, jails, and correctional facilities. Stage 2, which will get underway on May 16th, will allow restaurant dining rooms, indoor gyms, recreational facilities, and hair salons to reopen. Bars, nightclubs, and large venues like movie theaters will remain closed until the latter stages. The stage timelines include Stage 1, which got underway on Friday, May 1st. Stage 2, which will get underway May 16th. Stage 3, which will get underway May 30th. And then Stage 4, which will get underway on June 13th. A quick reminder for parents with children entering kindergarten in the Twin Falls School District this fall. You'll need to submit your children's paperwork and enrollment online this year if you haven't done so already. You can do so by visiting tfsd.org or by clicking the link under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. And if you have any information on closures or reopenings, I guess we probably want to be talking more about reopenings now than we do closures. Everything has been closed for a long time, and now things are starting to fire back up again. And that relates to businesses, public offices, any of that kind of stuff. Please let me know. You can send that info on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page, or you can email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.